This week's parsha is Parshas Truma. We're at more or less the halfway mark of Sefer Shmos. We're ready to move to the second half of Shmos. Although you wonder, as Ramban got us wondering just a few weeks ago, this should be the beginning of a new Sefer. Sefer HaGaulos VaGaula we had. We saw Gaulos, we saw Gaula, there was Gaulos in Shmos. Began to come out in Va'era, the Makas begin, and Bo, as you see us with Mitzrayim. The Shalach was the Gemar of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the elimination of the Mitzri threat, and now our political freedom and emergence from Mitzrayim is permanent. We even come to get the Torah in Yisro Mishpatim. If the goal of Pesach was Shavuos, if the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Mamad Har Sinai, can I trouble someone to open the windows? That'd be fantastic. Opening the windows is a hechsher to the Talmud Torah. So perhaps, as Ramban suggests in Emor, Yetzias Mitzrayim was a hechsher to Kabbalah Satorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us political freedom, not as in merely as an ends in of itself, but I'll take Charis al Chayrus, Eilachal Ben Chorom Misha Osit B'Torah. The ultimate Chayrus was the spiritual Chayrus that Torah would give us. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us out of Mitzrayim so that we're in a position, we're ready to become Am Hashem, we're ready to be Mekabel the Torah. So up until Mishpatim, we understand. The Galus and the Geuli, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, which is Matan Torah, Maman Har Sinai, as we explored last week. That's a two parsha event. The end of the story of Matan Torah, part of the story of Matan Torah, the focus on the bris, on the Nasa, the Nishma, on the Geiris. That's the end of the Mishpatim. Gevaldik. Truma. What's it doing? Truma Tetzavet. Vayakra Pikudet. It seems like Torah's Kohanim. That seems like the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, not the end of Sefer Shmos. It should have been Sefer Truma. The way, as I think you may have discussed, touched on a little bit a couple weeks ago, the way the Rambam organizes it. The Rambam starts, he has two of the 14 Mitzvarim of Mishnah Torah are dedicated to Kachim, Avoda and Karbanos. And Avoda begins not with Karbanos, but with Beis HaBechira. How you build the Beis HaMikdash? How you build the Kelim? Klei HaMikdash Va'ovdimbo. Big Day Kahuna, Levium, which in Chumash is Truma Tetzaveh V'Yakov Pikudeh. And then you move on to Maisa Karbanos Nisrim Mizbeach. Then you move on to Vayikra Tzav and Shmim. It seems like it would be such a natural, logical way. We're beginning the second half of Sefer Shmos right now with Parshas Truma, but we ought to have just finished Sefer Shmos. We ought to be beginning Sefer Torah's Kohanim. So the Ramban gives us a treat at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Every once in a while, at the beginning, not only the beginning of the Svarim, but every once in a while, at the beginning of a segment in Chumash, he'll just start talking. Instead of having a Dibra Masel, the commentary on Pasuk, he'll just sort of summarize. He'll give you the overview. He just begins to talk beautifully with his golden pen, and just sort of in a couple of lines puts the whole mosaic into perspective. Take a look inside of the opening of Teruma. Kasha Dibra Hashem Yisrael Panim B'Panim Asaras HaDibras. Kadosh Baruch Hu had spoken with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael experienced face-to-face Nevuah in the context of Asaras HaDibras, whether Klal Yisrael heard all of Asaras HaDibras from Pi Hashem directly, or Klal Yisrael only had direct Nevuah for the first two. We had a Nevuah experience in the context of Asaras HaDibras. V'tziva Osam Al-Yidei Moshe Kitzas Mitzvos, Shehem Kamo Avos L'Mitzvoseha Shal Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to command us some more mitzvahs, a handful of additional mitzvahs, which are like avos to the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Avos to the other mitzvahs of the Torah. There's a fantastic play on words there, because the opening above a comma is avos nezikin. We're talking about the parshas and chumash in Mishpatim that are headers for all different sorts of situations. Ramban, but then says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, at the end of Yisro, gives us a handful of more mitzvahs, a selection that are like avos, literally the avos, we get a little bit of Yom Tov, we get a little bit of Kabbalah, a sampling, a smorgasbord. And what's that all about? Kasher Hinigu Rabbos Heinim Agerim, Shavaim Le'Hisyahei, That is a din in all generations when a non-Jew comes lihis yahay, to become a Yehudi. Where does that word come from? Where in Tanakh? Coming up soon? To our Shul Miriam? Right. Exactly. Rabbi Me'ar Me'ar, it's Mis Yahadim. At the end of Megillah Esther, lihis yahay is to become a Yehudi. Ramban says, whenever a non-Jew wants to undergo Geirus and become a Jew, one of the key elements of that process, of that procedure, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, practically the way it's done, is you go through, there's learning and conversation going on for months, if not years, leading up to the actual moment of the Geirus, and there's an ongoing increase in Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, that the Geir is thinking about, do I want this, learning more about it, but then the final formalized Kabbalah's all mitzvahs, the Geir is already neck deep in the water of mikvah, Mamad right before he's going to dunk his head down and totally become Jewish. He wants one more time, one last time to go through with him, to use the language of the Sugya and Yivamas, mixes mitzvahs kalas, mixes mitzvahs chamuras. A handful of the easy mitzvahs, a handful of the more difficult mitzvahs, as well as an overall, do you accept Ikari Amunah, do you accept the full package of Shemiras HaMitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that we did discuss, all the mitzvahs we did not discuss, all the mitzvahs you already know about, all the mitzvahs you don't yet know about, you're going to continue to learn. And the Ger has his own personal Nasa V'Nishma moment. Now it's a very, very dramatic moment. And then after that, after the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs, he dunks his head into the water and he emerges Jewish. He emerges endowed with full Kedushas Yisrael. And that dramatic moment is patterned after what we learned about over the last 2 weeks. Yisrael Mishpatim. Yisrael Kibbalim Lassachom Ashi Tzaveim. Ali Yadosh Shamoshe. Kla Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma. Whatever you have given us, whatever you will give us, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're in V'Kara Simayim Bris Al Kozeh. And as we discussed last week, Mishpatim is a focus on the Krisas Bris, the permanent relationship, the covenant, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Ramban says in a couple of lines, that's where we're at. That's what's happened over the last couple of parshas. Now, where are we? The Atahita, why is the very next logical step Truma? And why is that part of the same Sefer? The Atahita Him Lo La'am, Ulam Elokim. The Maskana, the Halacha Lamaisa, so to speak, the outcome of Yisra Mishpatim is we are now Ki Anu Anecha, the Atah Elokim. Exactly. This is where it comes from. Kasha Hissei Ma Mephila. That had been the conversation originally. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people earlier in Yisrael, before the very beginning of Mamad Har Sinai. As they're getting ready, he said, look, understand what you're getting yourself into. You have this opportunity to have a permanent shekel Kadosh Baruch Hu, and now it is in place. And now it is in place. Adam Tili Mamlechet Kotnu V'Gai Kadosh. So if we're Mamlechet Kotnu V'Gai Kadosh, the next logical step is there should be a place and a way to express that. V'hineim kedoshim ru'uyim sh'tiyyeh b'hem mikdash v'hashor sh'kinas t'b'neim. That we are now a holy people after having undergone Mamad Har Sinai, after having begun to cultivate this sort of relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we're now eligible for a place of holiness, a mikdash. V'hashor sh'kinas t'b'neim, a place of ongoing shras ha'shina. V'chein t'ivadchila dvar ha'mishkan. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu immediately, the very next step, the next logical step is not random. And this is not the next sefer about Karbanos. The next logical step, if we're not, now in Am Kadosh, so then it makes sense, the very next step is, let's create a place to express that Kedusha. And specifically, how does he describe it? And he's pointing to how the Chumash describes it. Sivet Chila Dvar Mishkan, Shiyilo Bayis Bisocham, Mekudash l'shmo, v'asu li'mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. And what does he say about the, if you had to, in one sentence, thumbnail description, what the mikdash is, what the mishkan is. What would you say? Mishkan is a place for God. What's the mikdash? Because the mikdash is where you go up. Bring karbanos. That's what I'm saying. Because the mishkan is bring karbanos. If there's a place you bring karbanos, what should be the first item that gets described? Make a mikdash, and number one, make sure to build a mizbeach. What does the Chumash actually say? Make an aron. start with the Aron. The Mizbeach comes much later. It's not even the second item. Well, indeed, deep in the description of Mishkan. What's going on? So let's see how he's describing Mishkan. He does, the Mizbeach is the first, and the Ramban does not, in his thumbnail portrait, describe the Mishkan as a place of Rosh Havanas. He says the place is Mekudosh Hashem Hashem, V'sham Yidaber in Moshe V'Yitzaved B'nei Yisrael. And that's going to be the place of ongoing Nevuah with Moshe Rabbeinu. Not just Nevuah, but specific Tzivoy, Mitzvos, meaning the ongoing Mesilas HaTorah, the unique level of Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the tool HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, the vehicle, the avenue for conveying to us the Tariq Mitzvah, so Chamisha Chumashay Torah, that began at Har Sinai. We didn't get the whole Torah at Har Sinai, as the Chachmei HaGemara pointed out. You pay attention to the geographical details. When you learn Chumash, not everything was given Har Sinai. A lot is given Har Sinai, a lot is given in Ohel Moed, and a lot is given Ba'ar V'smola. Kadosh Baruch Hu conveyed the entire Chamisha Chumashay Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu conveyed the entire core of the Torah Shebaal Peh through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. That is absolute Nikkur and Emunah over the course of 40 years, not over the course of just a few episodes, meetings on Har Sinai. Over the course of 40 years, beginning with, a lot of it was given Har Sinai. Har Sinai began the process, as the Gemara puts it, there's the Sinas HaTorah at Har Sinai, the Sinas HaTorah in Ohel Moed, and the Sinas HaTorah in Arvas Moed. The opening Rashi in Chumash Vayikra, you might remember, get to it in a couple of weeks. Rashi spends a lot of time talking about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, being Akruvim, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu would give Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu go? He didn't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He would walk into the Ohel Moed, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu would create a prophetic sound that would come out, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, on top of the Aron. It would emerge and come out to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Aron is first. Why is the Aron first? The Aron isn't, almost, you almost never see the Aron. The Aron is at the center of everything. Why? Why? Well, number one, because the Mishkan is a place of Limud HaTorah. Mishkan is a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the, continuing to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. What happens to Karbanos? They don't seem to be so central. Why? They keep on going. Alkein hektim ha'aron ha'kaparos mekan. That's why the Chumash starts with the construction of the aron ha'kaparos, not the mizbeach. Ki hu mukdam b'mayla. That's the highest level. Highest level. Now we skip the key line. We skip an absolute key line. V'hinei ikar ha'chefetz. Hu b'mishkan mekon menuchas ha'shina. The main goal, Kadosh Baruch Hu's main interest in having a Mishkan is the place for Asher Asa Shkina Shua Aram. A place for Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to have an office address in Olam Hazeh. What's his address? What's his mailing address in Olam Hazeh? Where's the place of the main Asher Asa Shkina? The Mishkan specifically the Aram. That's what the Chumash says. V'shachanti v'socham. The Karbanos are not, Ramban points out, the main point. Kadosh Baruch Hu conveying Torah to Klal Yisrael is a natural, central function of Hashem Sashina, of the Mishkan. Al kein hektem ha'aron v'kaparos mekan. That's where Aron Kaparos come for. Ki u mukdam b'mayla, that's the highest level of Kedusha. Samach la'aron ha'shulchan ha'menorah. Also kelim yoruha ina mishkan shabu babu rav nasa. He says, when you get to Vayakal Pikudei, when Moshe is teaching the Jewish people what to do, Shroom at the top is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Vayakal, Moshe conveys it to the Jewish people. And in Pikudei, you hear Batal actually doing it. But in Moshe, to the Parsha Vayakal, Es HaMishkan, Es HaHalav, Es Mechseyu. When he teaches the Jewish people, he mentions the Mishkan first. Batal, also, when they actually do it, practically speaking, you're not building the Mishkan first. You're not building the Aron first. You're not going to have a bare Aron. Practically speaking, the Aron is going to be built later. So, Maisa, but b'machshav atchila, it's not built first. But it's going to be, but it's the goal, and it's the main point, and therefore in the abstract presentations of Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes clear conceptually the main part is the Aron. And then the Ramban goes a little further. The very next two words are, the next word is, what's the very next word? usually will be a stop sign. Very next word is Besod. Besod HaMishkan. A Kabbalistic meaning. We'll scratch the surface just as promised, just the drop. Because it's still left a little wondering how all the pieces hang together. Now, Rabban raised a lot of great questions just thinking about the layout of the Chumash here. Why is Truma following right after Yisro Mishpatim? Why is he Aaron first? Mizbeach is later. He began to tell us a little bit. Well, once we're Kedoshim, the outcome of Mamar Harsinai is that we're Kedoshim. So if we're Kedoshim, it makes sense we should have a place of Kedusha, a place of Shashkin. Okay, I hear that. You could also just as easily have said, now that we're Kedoshim, we should have more holy mitzvahs to keep. All of Chumash is holy. Everything that Chumash is describing is holy. But why Dafka Mikdash? Why Dafka and Aaron? The Kasha seems better than the Teretz. The Kasha is very strong. We're done. We had the Galus, we had the Geula, the physical, political Geula that led us to the spiritual elevation of Mamad Har Sinai and Kabbalah HaTorah and the Geirus of Klal Yisrael and the Bris of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nasiv and Ishmael. Done! Okay, so maybe the next major topic should be Mishkan and Karbanah's holy things. Good. So that could be the next Chumash. Why is Mikdash falling on the heels of Mamad Har Sinai? Rabban began to explain more, and we can scratch the surface. The second half of this, Rabban is al derech hakav, more than half, the latter two-thirds of derech hakav, we can mount and scratch the surface a couple of lines. The soda mishkan u shiyah hakavod asher shochan ahar sinai shochein alav b'nizka. It says, if you're digging a little deeper, read the words and understand a little bit. The kavod that had rested, that had lived on Har Sinai, is now going to, in a more nistar fashion, live in the Mishkan. What does that mean? So the beginning of what it means is that the Mishkan is going to be a continuation of Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai was an incredible Gilui Shchina, an unparalleled Gilui Shchina. National Nevuah, millions of Jews, all of Am Yisrael, our Nevi'im had this unbelievably intense encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievably intense, and at the same time also incredibly temperate. The Meshach HaYovel HaMiyal Bahar, B'Shas Maisa, there was an unbelievable degree of Kedush. The Pesukim tells the Dinim, the Pesukim in Sanhedrin, about Shor Sinai, the Dinim of the punishment for one who violated the Dinim went into Har Sinai, which was temporarily a makam makudash. Sounds a lot like the dinim of, you know, who's allowed to go to which part of the Beis HaMikdash, depending on how kadosh you are, depending on how tar you are. But the Mishal Chayav Yelhemi Al-Bahar. In Beis HaMikdash, there's no chiyav skila for going in. There's a chiyav skila for going into Har Sinai. Incredible degree of kedusha, incredible seriousness, incredible chomer in terms of the Hagbal and Har Sinai, but it's all over. The moment that Mamad Har Sinai was done, not a shred remained. If there's an archaeological debate and debate among the tour guides, where exactly is Har Sinai? Can we figure out which mountain is Har Sinai? There is a mountain that the local Arabs refer to as Jebel Musa. Jebel is a mountain, probably related to Gibeah, and Musa is Arabic for Moshe. There's a mountain they refer to as Jebel Musa. Whether that's actually Har Sinai or not is a different story. But even if we could figure out Jebel Musa or some other mountain, that is Har Sinai, even if we could determine this is Har Sinai, if we hike there, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going on that mountain. The Meshal Chayav Elim Yavah. When the final shofar blast came, that signified the end of Mount Har Sinai, there was no Kedusha left. It was incredibly intense, but totally temporary. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell the Jewish people that you're not going to have that degree of intensity forever, but you're going to have a less intense but far more permanent continuation of that. The Mishkan was a continuation of Har Sinai. I believe Lachman has some great formulations. I think his Nusach, this is a mobile Sinai unit. The Mishkan was a mobile Sinai. It was a way of taking Har Sinai in miniature with you. It wasn't going to be to the same degree of intensity. There was plenty of intensity of Kedusha in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. But it's going to be a step. Yeah, no Chiyuv Skila if you go in while you're Tameh. But it's going to be permanent. And that's the Shachantim. So that type of Lifnei Hashem experience that you had at Har Sinai, you're going to have some of that permanently. And now it's on us. Har Sinai was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just came down. We did almost nothing. We didn't make the mountains, and we did very little to prepare for it. A few days of preparation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you had that incredibly intense experience, now you're going to build it yourself. And it's not going to be as intense, but it's going to be real, and it will be far more permanent. And he goes on to talk about the parallels in language between, if you take a look at the way the Chumash describes Mamad Har Sinai and the way the Chumash describes the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, but also Moshe's experience in the Mishkan, so there are a lot of parallels of language. And he builds this idea. And then he goes on over the course of... that's why there's gold here, and there's gold there, and he explains the significance of the Kruvim. I think this is way, way, way beyond us. He says, if you look in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, because Sefer Melachim opens with the transmission of the dynasty from the end of David's life, and Shlomo becoming king, and then you hear the first number of proclamations of Sefer Melachim are about the reign of Shlomo Melach, one of the most significant events. Obviously, is the Binyan Bayis Rishon, including Tefillah Shlomo. They build the Beis Hamikdash, and then Shlomo's Mispalach, and there's Ashras Ashkenas. He points out, over the course of page Tav and Dalet, he says, if you go through those Tzukim, you'll see there's a lot of parallels also to Har Sinai. So Midas Harachim, Midas Hadin. This is beyond us. At this point, we're gonna take the Ramban's guidance from the Hakdama to the Pir Shal Torah and say, when it's Kabbalah, if we're not initiated, this is not corrupt. But as promised, we have scratched the surface. You begin to get a feel, and I would say, when you get to Parshas Pikudei, at the very, very end, he points out that the last, very, 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 very last line of Parshas Pikudei is that they finish the construction of the physical Mishkan, and then a couple of Pesukim left. In the last few Pesukim, there's actually Hashras HaShechina. The Shechina comes down and the Mishkan actually worked. The Shachanti B'Sochem Asli Mikdash, we built the physical structure and it actually worked. It was actually Hashras HaShechina and it was a successful continuation of Mamad Har Sinai. All of that belongs in the course of Chumash Shmos. Ramban explains in the Hakadama to Shmos that all this belongs to Shmos also because Geula means not just being free of problems. Geula means coming back to the original ideal state. That's why Shmos had begun with a leap back 7 decades to when Yaakov had been in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, when they had Shechina Alei Ahaleim, the Madrega of the Avos. Their homes were like a Mishkan. And then you go down, 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 and then build back up, and up, and up, and up, not only to be politically free, physically free, to get the Torah, and to even have Ashras Hashkina intensely but temporarily Har Sinai, and then in a permanent, ongoing fashion, the Shachanti B'Socham, the Tzivui in this week's Parsha, which yield ultimately success, at the closing Psukim of Parsha's Pikudei, we built the Mishkan, and it worked, and the Shechina moved in, and now a permanent fashion. Now we're back, in a certain sense, Ramban says, in the Hagdama to Shmos, we're back to the Madrega of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, back in Eretz Canaan, when they had Sod Eloka Alei Alei, when they had Ashras Hashkina in their tents. We're back to that Madrega with our Mishkan that now works. We've managed not only to have had a one great moment in the Mamad Har Sinai, but a permanent Ashras Hashkina in the Mishkan that we built in our Olel. He says, now, that's Geula. Now the circle is complete. That's why the coming parshas are absolutely part and parcel of Sefer Shmos. And again, this goes back to what the Ramban had been saying earlier. the main point of Mishkan is not bringing karbanos. The main point of Mishkan is the Shachanti Bezocha. Is the Hemshech of Mamre Har Sinai, a place of Ashras Hashem. Of course, if this is the Makam HaChim HaKudosh, what better place to bring karbanos than here? But that's not the point. And to add a nekuda, this is also part of, it could be we touched on this a few weeks ago, I don't remember, part of an example of a larger methodological machlokas between Rashi and Rambam. Did we talk about this ago by a look to Mocha Batorah? Touch this at all? The Gemara Pesachim, first part of Pesachim, points out that there are things that are chronologically out of order in Chumash. You look at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Chumash Bamidbar starts with Chodesh Iyar, the count of the Jewish people, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. 11 months after they came to Har Sinai, Chodesh Iyar of year two. We jump forward to Perek Tes of Bamidbar in Baal Osra, and now we're back a month to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people are bringing Karban Pesach, and then you have the story in Pesach Sheni. So the verse is 1 second. Perek Aleph was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Perek Tes is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Things are out of order. Christ says, yeah. Just because something comes first in the Chumash doesn't mean it historically came first. Sometimes a later event will be written earlier. That's the principle the Gemara has first measure itself. The big machlok is Rashi Ramban, which comes up different places in the Chumash. It comes up more than once in Sefer Shemos. Is how broadly do you apply that? Rashi is ready to apply that much more liberally. The Gemara said, "Ein mukta mocha b'Torah." Just because things come first, the Chumash doesn't mean they came first. Historically, broadly, Ramban thinks it's a much more narrow principle. Ramban holds that it only means that sometimes the Torah will specify, like the example the Gemara gave. The Torah gives dates. The Torah gave Bamidbar Perek Aleph is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Bamidbar Perek Tes. Is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ein Mukta Merocha B'Torah. But the Ramban thinks that you cannot apply invoke Ein Mukta Merocha B'Torah unless the Torah specifies the dates. Whereas Rashi is in doubt, it will often be the case that episodes in Chumash are presented in thematic order rather than chronological order. It's a machlokas in Derech HaLimud. It has many, many nafkaminas. It had nafkaminas over the last 2 weeks in terms of how you put the pieces together between Yisra and Mishpatim and what happens when all those events, and it has to do with how you understand all the pieces of the stories of Yisro, what happens when Rashi is much more comfortable saying, yeah, it appears here, but it really happened later. It appears here, but it really happened later. The Ramban says, no. No. The name of the Mechor Torah is only relevant if the Chumash directly tells us. So there are already nafkaminas in Yisro Mishpatim. Here's an enormous nafkamina. What we're talking about right now, right here. Rabban says, here you can see how a methodological machlokas in terms of the parshanut, the high angle of psukim, yields major hashkafic implications as well. Because Rabban says that Truma Tetzaveh follows on the heels of Yisro Mishpatim, not only because it was logically the next step, it was a hemshech, api machshava, api kabbalah, soda mishkan, it was a hemshech. It was, Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe, they tell Jewish people, take Har Sinai, take Mamre Har Sinai, and keep it going. Build the mishkan, let's keep the Ashras Hashkina going. What happens, I said before, your Truma Tetzaveh is Mal Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, here's what you have to do, here's what you have to make. Vayakha Bikude is where Moshe tells the Jewish people and the Jewish people collect and actually do it. What happens, what comes in between Truma Tetzaveh, Hashem telling Moshe, Vayakha Bikude, Moshe handing over to the Jewish people and they implement. What's in between? Parshas, Kisisa, and specifically the Chet HaEgel. In Chumash, Chet HaEgel is after the Tzivor, but before it's conveyed to the Jewish people. Is that when it actually happened? So Ramban assumes, yes, the Chumash didn't specify dates, so we assume that Truma Tetzaveh was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Ramban, which time that he was on Har Sinai? The first time. Before Chet HaEgel. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the Tzivur of Mishkan was a response to Chet HaEgel. You're going to need kapara. You're going to need karbanas. You better have a mishkan so that you can bring karbanas and you can get kapara for the chete egel and sadly other chatam that are to come. An example of, on the parshanut level, Rashi's willingness to apply ein mukta mukhav Torah even, that's not specified. Chubit Tzav appears first in the Chumash. Rashi says, okay, but Kisisa actually happened first. Hashem didn't even tell Moshe Rabbeinu Truma Tzavak. Hashem didn't even tell Moshe about the Mishkan until after Kisisa. The whole concept of Mishkan was a response to Chet. The primary purpose of Mishkan is Karbanos, is Kapara Sadonos. That's the approach of Rashi. The Ramban, part of what he's saying here is rooted in his assumption, Torah is a narrow, limited thing. Yes, the Gemara Pesachim says it, but only if it's specified. It wasn't specified here. So if there are no dates given, Rabban says, against Rashi, you have to assume that Truma Tzava came before Kisisa. Moshe didn't have a chance to tell the Jews about it because he was up on our Sinai for the first 40 days. The original plan was that there'll be the 40 days. Comes down on over the course from Shavuos until Shivas Batamos, Kari Balva teaching Moshe a lot of the Torah, part of which was how to make a Mishkan, how to make Big Dekuna. And Moshe Rabbeinu is excited to go down to the Jewish people on Shivat Matamas and tell them, Rabbi Yisrael, we're building a Mishkan. Come straight off of Mamre HaSinai and let's keep it going. But tragically, he comes down and he breaks the luchos. There's an eagle, he breaks the luchos. He goes back up a second time, a third time. Only after he comes down on Yom Kippur, the second set of luchos, Salachti Kedarecha, now he can begin to teach the Jewish people about making a Mishkan. The way Chazal gives the chronology, Yud Aleph Tishrei, he makes the announcement of the next couple of days. They give incredibly generously. I think the Gra, they say the name of the Gra, that the timing of Sukkot, the tour already raises the question, like, why is Sukkot the middle of Tishrei? It could have been any time of year. It commemorates something that happened every week of the year. So why Dafka that week? The tour famously talks about the fact that it's not freezing cold, but it's not really warm either. And it's noticeable that you're doing L'Shem Mitzvah. The Gra understands that the timing of Sukkah is to do with this story. That has to do with the beginning of the building of the Mishnah. That's when the donations are complete and they begin to build the Mishnah. But Vayakov Pikudei come after Kisisa. Actually telling the Jewish people about it, that it only happened after Yom Kippur, after Kisisa, because Moshe Rabbeinu got diverted. He comes down, instead of teaching Torah, he has to deal with the Egel and so on and so forth. The Ramban says, yeah, but Yaakov Pikudei came after Kisisa, but Truma Tzava came before. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu about this in advance. He had to wait a few weeks, he had to take a few months, he had to take a detour before he actually told the Jewish people about it. Only Sukkot and Hanukkah time are they actually busy making the Mishkan. But the Tzivoy predated the concept and the need predated, because unlike Rashi, who sees the Mishkan as primarily reactive and solving a problem, you have a negative of Chet, you have a negative of Chet Egel, okay, now you need a Mishkan to bring Karbanos. The Rabban said no. It was a positive continuation, wasn't a reaction to Chet, it was a positive continuation of the elevated level of Mount Mar Sinai. The positive continuation. The positive continuation. So this is a machlokas, the level of machshava that's rooted in a tactical machlokas in terms of parshanut on the Torah. We had the result of our 5-6 rounds of voting for Sifrei Machshava was that after that Baruch Hashem, it's so beautiful. It's such an intense pitched battle over expressing our preferences, where we want to go next as a chevra and learning machshava. There were so many options, and it came down to moving more machshava into Rambam, versus moving more machshava into tefillah. Rambam specifically is going to be with a focus on at least in part, focus on Shmona Prakin and Tikkun Amidos. Trying to figure out whether we want to focus our energies next on Tikkun Amidos or on Avodas HaTefillah. It's a very, very beautiful. That's why we're Mechamta Shal Torah. We're fighting over as a Chevra, are we going to focus next on Tikkun Amidos? We're going to focus next on those. I feel we'll focus on both, but we're our primary focus is going to be, can't do everything all at once. But in the large, in terms of Rambam, so we could wrap this up. We could wrap this up in two ways. One way, I'll just mar makam on Yoach. There are more Rambans worth seeing. I think now is not the time. Spent a lot of time already, Baruch Hashem, on this. That mar makam on Yoach in the pack in the front of you. Could I to take a look over the course of this afternoon, over the course of tonight, tomorrow, Shabbos. The packet includes two other pieces, both of which are blends of Nigla and Ister. I suggest you focus on the Nigla part, obviously. But Parakafei Pasuk of Dalet and Parakafei Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk of Dalet is about the Shulchan and about the Zer Zahav. A little bit of an appreciation of the Perek Pasuk Chavdali. He uses very mystical language, but I think part of what he's driving at is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Bria's all was completed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision to shift towards the Hanhaga Tivis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision that in general he wants the world post Bria's Olam to function in a natural seeming fashion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally does not, post Bria's Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision to shift away from doing a lot of Nisim Geluyim. In general, he's taking care of us, but through Nisim Nistar. So that's something that the Ramban captures in Parak Chafei Pasuk Chaf Talad. I'm talking about the Sod HaShulchan, I believe that's what he means in simple terminology. So the Olam Kim and Hagonoe, and the Chalos of Bracha, something that's right there. And then Pasuk Lamed, very fascinating conversation is the Machlokas, the Gemara has in Menachos, what was the shape of the Lechem Hapanim? Was it a box shape, a rectangle, or was it a Svina Roketes? Was it like a canoe? And the Shefter points out that that's the two main Menachim, at least among Ashkenazim, I don't know what the Sephardi Menachim are, but at least among Ashkenazim, the two main Menachim for how you shape your Chalos are either a rectangle, a rectangular loaf, or the braided challah, the other type of braided challah that's basically shaped like a canoe, with the points at the end and it rounds out in the middle. Those correspond, Rav Shefter points out, to the two dais in Masachas Menachos. That tells you where it is. Tzadi Dalet. So it could be that, as our chapter suggests, that the Zohar says that the challah on Shabbos is a zeichel mikdash to the lechem hapanim. It could, as our chapter suggests, it could be even the shape that we have. The two menachim, how to shape your challah, corresponds to the two menachim, to the two shitas of how the lechem hapanim was shaped. The Ramban talks about why is it called panim? Lechem hapanim, where are the faces? If it's a box, the two sides facing each other. If it's a boat shape, where the Panim is, maybe it has to do with looking at Hashem. Take a peek there also. Again, there too, at a certain point, you're going to run out of gas because he's going to go from Niglin to Nister, but at least to have a lick what's going on in Parakafei Pasuk Avdala, Parakafei Pasuk Lamed. It's beautiful to take a peek at over the next couple of days. That's one way to close this up. The other way to close this up is being that the results of the voting, the 5-6 rounds of intense voting that have been run with Rambam, I'll wrap this up with a Rambam al Derech Machshava. Machlokas Rashi Ramban, whether the primary objective of Mishkan was a reaction to Chet or a positive continuation of Mikdash. How does the Rambam describe the Beis HaMikdash? In the opening, I said he opens Sefer Avodah with Beis HaBechir. He always gives you his thumbnail, basic description. What is the first mitzvah is? How does he define making a Beis Hashem in a line? Very, very open in Sefer Avodah. Nobody says, it's fascinating. He says, we have a mitzvah to make a Beis Hashem, Muchan, designed for, ready for two things. He says, Hakramas Karbanas and Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel, I wouldn't have thought of that. Okay. It's true, Aliyah L'Regel also happens in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Aliyah L'Regel needs to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but he sees it like part of his definition of Beis HaMikdash, the place of Karbanos and It is a destination point of the national pilgrimage three times a year. I would suggest that the Rambam is blending these two. Rashi, the place of Karbanos. What do you mean it's a place of Aliyah Regel? I mean, that's the place where Klal Yisrael comes to, so to speak, come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the language the Chumash uses. You're coming Le'ra'os, it's Pnei Hashem, to be seen before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Aliyah Regel is. Aliyah Regel, in a certain sense, is the most pronounced version of what Rambam is talking about. All year long there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's a Mikdash. All year long there's a place Ashura Sashina. And three times a year, Klal Yisrael comes as a nation to come face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a certain sense, that's the greatest, most powerful level of this Hamshacha, recreation, continuation of Mamar Sinai, is when we come as a nation to, so to speak, visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam appears to be blending both. In the opening line of Sefer Avodah, both Rashi and the Rambam. It gives us perspective on the parashas to come.